Well, hello, and thank you for listening to Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, June Bunch, and we are in the studio with the Morian. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. let's see. Okay, so on my left, we've got the Morian Center for Clay. Zan, tell us a little bit about what to expect this month in the gallery.
Oh my goodness. Things are pretty exciting in August. Universal Narratives, the group show that we have in the front gallery, is going to continue for another month. It's been a really amazing show. Such an just a wonderful selection of work, a lot of really great artists. But in the middle gallery, we are going to be opening Danny Lewis's Apricity. Apricity?
Such a pretty
It is a
word.
great word. It's a great word.
Apricity.
It's one of those words I think everyone had only ever read, including Danny. So we were having a whole debate on
How
which
to say
syllable
it. I
to
love it
put
with
this.
phonetics.
That is going to be opening on August 8th for second Saturday, 6 to 9. That'll be a part of the usual art walk at the train station and the as a part of the Warehouse Arts District second Saturday. So that is going to be opening in the middle gallery. Then in the following week, we're going to be having a goodbye firing for Charles Morrison. I should have mentioned Danny Lewis is one of our residents who's continuing with a second year. Charles Morrison is on his way out. He's off to a really cool opportunity out in Colorado. But before he goes, he's going to fire our Onagama kiln, our big wood kiln. If you are interested in signing up for that, please reach out to call toll free at please reach out to Charles Morrison, the number Charles Morrison 3, the number 3 at gmail.com, and he can give you information on that firing. Then this is getting a little ahead of the game, but on September 19th, we are also having a very cool demonstration going on that you can register for on our website. That is going to be Ken Jensen's workshop on making ceramic instruments. And
Cool.
not only will you get to watch him create these amazing instruments, but then at the end, we're going to have a little concert
Oh,
with the ceramic.
so
So I
fun.
know that's going to be right up June's alley.
I will be there.
Ceramic ukulele.
You
Oh
so
my gosh, I was imagining little flutes made out of clay.
Oh my God, yeah, no, he's
Perfect.
so cool. He's out of St. Augustine, but he makes ocarinas, he makes like clay tubas, clay guitars.
Oh my gosh,
Clay
okay,
tuba,
that's
get out of here.
insane. How does that even happen?
Not like not like a trombone, like a tuba. So like you just kind of blow it. It's basically the same logic, I guess, as a jug. If you've ever seen a jug band,
Yeah.
but he can tune them.
That's so neat. I will be there.
Amazing. Okay, well, June and Ken Jensen will be there.
Yes.
Yes, and I will also be there because this is the perfect intersection of my interests. But anyways, that is August and a little sneak peek of September as well. So much going on at the Center for Clay.
Thank you so much for sharing, and I love the fact that Apricity is around the bend. That means the warmth of the sun, and I just love that.
Is that what
Now,
that means?
yeah, I
Oh.
looked it up, and actually, I didn't have to because she wrote it down, but I looked it up and then read
Just to
that
make
she had
sure she
already
was
written
right.
it down. Oh my goodness. Okay, so that's the Center for Clay. That sounds so musical and wonderful. I mean, gosh, that's music to my ears. And speaking of, I was really trying to come up with a transition. Music for my eyes is over at the Morian Arts Center. I'll come up with a better one later. What is happening at the MAC this month, Amanda?
Well, we are still riding the sugar high from our
Please.
members show. We have three exhibitions that opened in July that are still up and running the month of August. Sugar High is our annual member show. We've got about 150 different works of art on display, all sweet and saccharine and
Ooh, saccharine.
whatever.
I'll say
Also
good
a good one.
one. Yeah.
Yes.
They're so
So
sweet.
come see that. And along with that is two other exhibitions, Nevern Covington, longtime Morian member, local artist, art instructor Nevern Covington has a solo show up during the month of August. And then you can see the ceramics collection from Rob and Linda Giordano that has a lot of well-loved and well-known local artists in them. So a little bit of everything in the gallery this month. And oh, and also in our pop-up gallery, we still have Benaiah Cusack, Joyland, his latest paintings. Those are on view through August 8th. So if you come by at the beginning of the month, you'll still be able to catch that. And then opening new in August is a show called Lines of Life. I'm very excited about that. It's a visual celebration of 50 years of the Morians Saturday morning figure drawing studio. Session. That is a mouthful. Wow.
Impressive.
So yes, the Morian has been hosting figure drawing sessions forever, for I think all of our 109 years. But the Saturday morning one has been going on for about 50 years. So there's been a ton of artists that have come and gone through that. And we did an open call, and we're going to have probably about 50 artists who are giving us their artwork that they made in one of those sessions. So
wow, maybe we'll let those models leave one day.
Yes.
They just live in there.
That's right. That's right. So that's a lot of fun. And they also, every year, they the core group of these artists produce a book of their drawings. Oh. And they've been doing that for 20 years. So we've got, in addition to the art on the walls, we're going to have 20 years of those books out for people to peruse. So yes, lots of naked people. Come see it. Tasteful, all tasteful.
I can't see. It's on. We're on the radio.
That's right. True. It's a shame.
Oh, art.
Yes, art. And then also opening, well, it opens in July. It will run through November at the featured artist gallery in the Chihuly Collection across the street from the Morian on Central is Pattern and Pause, which is our annual highlighting of artists who work out of the Morian's glass studio. So yes. Three local artists. We have Matthew Zidick, we have Kaylee Carlton, and we have Kimberly Faye. So the show is called Pattern and Pause. Did I say that?
Ooh.
Pattern and Pause.
Just in case you didn't, we just took a moment
yes,
to pause.
Yes, I'm saying it a more. Bunch of times. And so the artwork is based on patterns that you find in nature, and it's meant for you to kind of slow down and look and be meditative as you go through the gallery and look at the colors and the patterns. And because they're local artists, you can also look at their art, then go across the street and see them doing live glassblowing demonstrations.
Wow.
Or take a class by them here at the Morian. So it's kind of like a full circle thing. And then last but not least, on August 8th, I think it is the gallery walk night. Mm-hmm. Is our annual lightning round, which is a really fun event that I always look forward to. We ask our member artists to send us 10 slides of their work. And so we have about a dozen artists that participate every year. So you can come and you can see about a dozen artists present 10 slides of their work, and they do it in rapid succession. So they have a minute to show their 10 slides, a minute to explain themselves.
Yeah.
And their work, and then 3 minutes of discussion/critique of their work. So each artist gets about 5 minutes. But it's a really fun way to get to know new artists and for artists to get feedback on their work. So if you are around, that is it's August 8th, Saturday evening from 5:30 to about 6:30. So come see that. It's always lots of fun.
Ooh, discover artists in a flash.
Yes. Boom, boom. I think that's it.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right.
I thought it was no summer vacation.
Yeah. So much for that.
Oh, wow. It's nuts. And if you guys have been to the Morian Arts Center, summer camp has been in full bloom all summer. And so now that it's August, it is like very quiet in there, but they have a super secret little gallery that's behind Caribou that has all of the cute group projects.
So good.
It's so fun.
So nice.
It's so inspiring. And I mean, I hope that summer is just inspiration station wherever you are listening. And I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Well, keep listening. We've got some great music coming up. Again, I'm your host, June Bunch, and you are listening to Radio St. Pete.